Even in an era of violent teen killers, Robert Sandifer's murder was big news. The story scared people, says criminologist Barry Crisberg.
This was no longer a Chicago story. This was a story that no matter where you lived, you turned on the evening news and you would hear about this case.
By now, nearly all of us know the story of Robert Sandifer.
There was a sense that the country writ large was going to hell in a handbasket. No one had a clear idea of what to do.
Political scientist John DiIulio taught at Princeton University and had done extensive research in prisons studying the criminal justice system. From 1984 to 1994, when Sandifer was killed, teenage homicide rates had more than doubled. DiIulio looked at studies that estimated that by 2000, there would be a million more teens between the ages of 14 and 17, and he predicted crime rates would snowball even more.
You'd have a doubling or a tripling in the rate of youth violence in the time between the mid-90s and up to through mid-2000s.